Hello and welcome to another podcast from my laser-focused positivity podcast series. My name is Stuart Harding and I am here 5 days per week, Monday to Friday, to try and hopefully make you feel a little bit more positive than you perhaps were before you started listening to this podcast. If you're new to my channel or you've been deliberating over whether you should ask me for my help or not, then let me start by saying or reminding you that if you'd like to email me your queries or conundrums, then you can do so at stewysongs@gmail.com. That's stewysongs@gmail.com. And I will endeavour to tackle them on a forthcoming show. And if you'd like to support my music career or merely check out my music, what with me being a musician amongst other things by trade, then you can do so via linktr.ee/stewysongs. And both my email address and this web address should be listed in the description of this podcast. And depending on which platform you're listening to it via, they should both be clickable as well. So today's show is entitled Repetition Trumps Raw Talent. And no, don't worry, this podcast is not going to turn political. So what does this title mean? Well, if you've listened to my previous podcasts, you may remember me saying that I believed that my success as a snooker player when I was younger came from me not being the most naturally talented student out of all of those that my coach used to coach. And if you don't know what snooker is, then I guess the most similar sport to it would be pool, or American pool you might be familiar with. And the reason that I believe that I improved at a faster rate than, you know, the other kids that were being coached is because I was the only one actually doing what my coach had taught me to do. And more importantly, that I was repeating what I'd been taught over and over again. By repeating the same thing over and over again, you're ingraining it into your muscle memory if you're doing something physical, and ingraining the same thought process into your subconscious, whether you're doing something physical or not. And in doing so, you're creating neural pathways or links, if you like, in your brain, which will make repeating what you've been repeating a progressively easier thing to do. And if the thought of repeating the same thing over and over again, or the act of actually doing so, bores you, then perhaps it's because what you're repeating or you're thinking about repeating isn't actually within a field or an industry which you're truly passionate about. And I say this because as I think I said in a previous podcast, I used to embark on 5 to 6 hour snooker practice sessions when I was a teenager, often by myself, and I used to repeat the same thing which my coach had taught me over and over again, and I never got bored of it because I was passionate about the game and I loved playing it. Which is why when I return home to Scotland, I'll be signing up as a member at our local snooker club, because I haven't actually played snooker for 10 years. And after much thought and some lengthy conversations with an old school friend of mine, it occurred to me that doing one of the things that I was most passionate about in my youth would be a great way to improve, or at least maintain, the strong and positive mindset which I now have. So just as repetition remains at least as important once it has finally resulted in you being highly skilled at something, so too is it important to never stop trying to work on your psychology just because your psychology is now strong. And the way that I like to analogize this is if hot air is how a hot air balloon gets off of the ground, then why would you cut the thrust and switch off your hot air propulsion once you're in midair? If you do this, then all that's going to happen is your hot air balloon will fall back to the ground. Hopefully that's a good analogy, and a good analogy to help you remember, you know, what I'm talking about. Don't repeat the same thing over and over again, however, if it's clearly not working. I believe it was Albert Einstein who said the definition of madness is doing the same thing over and over again and expecting different results. However, if you are noticing results from your repetition and your efforts and the processes which you have in place, then keep going. There's no reason for you to stop. Be patient. The old adage, if you are, you know, embarking on repetition, be patient. The old adage suggests that if you plant a bamboo seed, you have to water it every day for 5 years before any part of it will sprout above the earth's surface. You may have heard of this analogy, but once it does, the bamboo tree will grow 80 feet high in just 6 weeks. And this is because, just as with personal development, not all growth is tangible. And this is because most of it happens beneath the surface. which is why so many people give up right before they, or just before they achieve their goal or their goals, because they have a short-term mindset and they expect overnight success. We're seeing more and more in that in a world of instant everything and Amazon next day delivery. You know, we're seeing more and more short-term thinking, which is not helpful for, you know, longer-term growth, obviously. So if you see someone with a supreme amount of talent, don't assume that they were born that way. As I said yesterday, I was too scared to even set foot on a stage when I was 5 years old and too scared to sing in front of anyone until I was an adult. And that's because I wasn't born with raw, natural self-confidence. I just repeated the same things which scared me over and over again, and I did so as often as possible. And I've since toured with actors who've all appeared on either TV commercials, TV dramas, or films at some point in their careers. And my music has even been used as part of the soundtrack to a film too. But without dogged repetition and a passion towards the things which I repeated and still repeat, none of this would have been possible. And realizing this is important to your sense of positivity, because in this social media age that we're living in, where it's easy for people to create a false narrative which implies that success has come to them a lot easier than it actually has, this is going to help prevent you from comparing yourself to others and the speed at which success supposedly came to them, especially since they may not even be as successful in their field as they claim at all. Some people need to repeat what they do more than others to achieve the same level of success. So don't be disheartened if you do know of someone in your field who is definitely successful at what you're trying to be successful at, and they don't appear to be putting in nearly as much work as you are. When I was at school, there was one kid who I was friends with, and who I'm still friends with, who I won't name, who did very little homework. But he ended up getting one or two A grades and fairly solid grades across the board, whereas I did probably more homework than practically anyone else in many of my classes, only to achieve the same or slightly lesser grades, which at the time used to annoy me. But that's just how life is. You know, that's just how it works. You can either get annoyed by the fact that, you know, some people have to work harder than others, or that you have to work harder than others, perhaps, or you can accept your strengths and weaknesses and just work or roll with them, as I did. Or as I eventually did when I learned to accept it. Which brings me on to my last point. Since leaving school, I realized that my brain processes information much better when I analogize the things that I learn. But when I was at school and I tried to analogize something, my teachers would usually shoot my analogy down in favor of me just swallowing what they were trying to teach me parrot fashion in a kind of one-size-fits-all manner, which was of no use to me and how my mind processes information. Which is why you've probably noticed, if you're a regular listener of mine, that I analogize pretty much everything that I can think of an analogy for, because by doing this, I know that I'm creating these neural pathways in my brain, as I referenced earlier, which will help me to recall this information in the future. So if you find that analogizing what you're repeating over and over helps it to stick in your muscle memory or in your subconscious, then I strongly urge you to do this too. But that's it for me for this podcast, folks. I hope this has, you know, provided you with some value, and I hope that, you know, it's showed you, you know, about the power of repetition, and, you know, that it's not about raw talent at all. Very few people that I know that are successful is, you know, you need some raw talent, you need some natural talent, but natural talent is, you know, a very small part of the equation. I think I referenced Thomas Edison the other day, who said, you know, inspiration is, 1%, creativity is 1%, you know, inspiration, and 99% perspiration. It's the same thing. It's just effort. You just go beyond what most people will be willing to do, you know, to achieve, and repeat it over and over, you know, more than anyone else would be willing to do to achieve success. Success is not complicated. People make it complicated by the fact that they, you know, they choose professions which they're not truly passionate about. And if they do choose one that they're passionate about, you know, they don't go at it 100%. They go at it 90%, and then they wonder why they're not successful, and then they move on to something else. But that's it for me for today, folks. As I said, I hope you're taking some value from this. I do these, if you're new to my podcast, I do these Monday to Friday. So if you, you know, like this style of podcasting, and you like, you know, the words that I'm bringing to you, and if they're, you know, levitating your state of mind and your sense of positivity, then please give me a follow. I will be doing these, as I said, Monday to Friday. I'm going to have a couple of days off now because it's Friday as I speak, but I will be back on Monday with another one of these podcasts. And as I said before, if you'd like to email me your queries or conundrums, then you can do so at stewysongs@gmail.com. That's stewysongs@gmail.com. And I will endeavour to tackle them on a forthcoming show and give you my objective perspective. And if you'd like to check out my music or support my music career, then you can do so via linktr.ee/StewieSongs. And as I said, depending on which platform you're listening to this via, those should both be clickable in the description of this podcast too. But thank you very much for listening, guys and girls. I will be back on Monday with another podcast. As I said, I will be thinking up a title for that over the weekend, I'm sure, and some bullet points nearer the time. But have a great day for now. Have a great weekend. Stay positive, and I will speak to you again soon. Thank you very much indeed for listening.